Take a breath and sink into that. Sink into that place where your thoughts arise. And put light there so that when they do arise, they come with the purpose of opening yourself to creating more love, to creating more compassion, to receiving more love and receiving more compassion, to hearing your own beautiful inner voice, that voice that has been with you your whole life, now is ready to be your partner in the world. Take a breath. And we welcome the love and compassion and the beautiful messages of honoring from Adiranda and Cryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you one last time here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Yes, you have learned so much in the past 2 days, and you still get the opportunity to learn more with the despacho or whatever you are doing tonight. For you see, it is all about expanding, learning, growing. We know we have said this many times, but whenever you hear yourself saying, I know that, I don't need to listen, what is being talked about is truly what you need to listen to, is truly what would be in your best interest to listen to, because the ego wishes to dispel energy. We wish to bring it in. So as you are indeed bringing in that energy, we ask you, what are you bringing in? Are you bringing in the energy of direction? Are you bringing in the energy of connection? Are you bringing in the energy of guidance? Are you bringing in the energy of pure energy? You know, we have here on our table, we have one of these little batteries. You know, we don't know how they work, but you plug this into something and it lights up. It is like a storage of energy. How are you, like a battery? How are you, like a storage of energy? Yes, we know that there are many people that will refer to our vessel Marilyn as the Energizer Bunny. And we don't know if that's because she's got bigger ears or she's little like a bunny or just is energized. What do they refer to you as? The Energizer Bunny or the Tired Bunny? For you see, all is pertinent, all is important, and all brings balance. And with these times as they are happening, that balance is more important than ever before, for the miraculous is truly happening. In ways, it is a miraculous thing for a letter to get back to a person. An address is put on it, and it goes into thousands and thousands, millions of pieces of mail, yet somehow it arrives on your doorstep, or if you get one of these yellow things on it, it arrives on another doorstep and returns back to you. There was a time in this history that was a miracle, that you would actually receive a piece of mail, just like there was a time that this battery was considered impossible. Well, as you well know, dearest beings of light, the impossibilities are becoming more possible every moment, every day, every minute of every day. Causes you to breathe deeply, doesn't it? Causes you to say, how can I help? How can I be that energizer? How can I be that point of guidance that divides the letters into different categories to put them to the correct address? How can I provide information in different categories to bring it to the correct recipient? They are one and the same. One is just physical. One is not. But you're still putting out that information. You're still putting out energy to the recipient of the universe. You are still holding your energy inside and utilizing it wherever it is needed, like the battery or the piece of meal. So what energy are you holding? What guidance are you providing to allow that perfect information to get to just the right place? Well, dearest, we believe that that guidance is trust. 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 Yes, you've got it. Trust. What is it? Thank you. Trust. For you see, you must trust that you will always be taken care of. You must trust that everything that is happening in your world is happening by divine appointment and in divine order. And if it is not, that is not trust. If everything is flowing in that slipstream as you are choosing, then you must trust that flow and ask, what am I to learn from this flow? What am I to learn from the galactic information that is coming in? What am I to learn from the heart-centered frequency from my fellow human? What am I to learn from this situation that may or may not seem like lots of fun? But once you learn it, you don't have to learn it again. So how are you? Like a battery. How are you recharging your energy with sleep or rest or food or whatever? How are you recharging that focus? We hear someone saying, we don't feel recharged. What are you to learn from that? That's the question. For with that knowledge, with that reception of that information, you can achieve whatever it is you are choosing. We believe that your pure potentiality of what you are choosing is being expanded every single moment when you accommodate that divine order which holds you in the slipstream. Did you get that? Breathe. We've asked you this weekend to spend a few moments with yourself. We've asked you this weekend to spend a few moments with those that you love. We've asked you this weekend to spend a few moments in contemplation of that love so it expands your energy. And then when it expands your energy, you can send bits of information out to the universe, to others, to assist, to help, to just share. For by you simply sharing a part of your innate. The consciousness of this planet accommodates that. Yes, it does. No matter what you say. So when the consciousness of this planet accommodates that, then we ask you, what indeed are you doing to remind you of that accommodation? This is one of the things our vessel Marilyn does. She wears bracelets. She does not have one on today, and she's been missing it all day long. But she has this one. It was a gift from a dear friend. This one has all different words in all different languages of peace. So every time she sees it on her wrist, she thinks, ah, shalom. Peace. She has another one that says gratitude. For that is the abracadabra. So what are you doing? We talk to people all of the time and they say, what shall I do? What shall I do? Be. Just be. And ask yourself how you are sharing your own innate to be the difference you wish to see in this world. How are you sending bits of information to the planet to celebrate the recharging of humanity? That is your task. We know it may not feel like a small task, but if everyone that is listening to this says, I will be that shift, I will be that part of humans that I wish to see in my world, that will start with 1 or 150 or whoever else is here. And those 100, 150, they know 200 people. Yes. And those, then you do the math. It magnifies exponentially. Even if you're not coming in contact because you have to stay 6 feet away. Your energy is much larger than 6 feet. So bring forth those bits of information so you can energize this world. And when you do, we are grateful. We are honored by your commitment to this planet. And we love you deeply. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those of you who are not in this meeting and listening to this later, we have just heard the words of Adironda. And she always closes in the same way. She says, we love you. We love you. We honor you. We respect you. And she signs off with the namaste. It couldn't be clearer. In her channeling, in my channeling, in those of so many channels, the overwhelming, overwhelming feeling we have is love and respect for the human soul. Love and respect for the human soul. If you don't hear that in channeling, don't believe the channeling. But that is the benevolence and the uplifting information that will always be there. For these times, past 2012, and the things that you are experiencing and where you're going today, we're here to help, explain, soothe, and help you move forward. We told you in the other channels about so much life that is around you, in what you call your galaxy, and some who have gone through this. You might say, we've been there. We know what's next. And that's why we're here. This is channel 4 of 4 in messages that come together in a way that we suggest you hear the other three and find them before you listen to this one, and you'll understand far better what I'm saying now. The titles of these four channels is The Love Machine. It's a metaphor, and we have said it now 3 other times, that Spirit speaks in metaphors. When you read Scripture, when you read perhaps the quatrains of Nostradamus, if you read any of these things, some of them don't make sense. And that is because Spirit speaks in the third language beyond that, which is the linear one that you read. You must understand what is meant and said. Love of the love machine is the love of the Creator. The machine is that used for you. The 3D idea of a machine that has a purpose, was built for a reason, and does something. A machine that has many working parts, perhaps that you can even program and work and turn on and off if you wish, but there's purpose behind it. A machine that can go fast or slow as you wish. That's what it means. The love machine is the definition of the creation of humanity and what has happened on this earth. And we told you that so much was intervention. And it continues even today. I want to be more clear. Before you then go on a tangent of what I said in number 3 that might be incorrect due to your bias, I talked about there being 4 civilizations before yours, and I want to tell you more about that so you'll understand that it's not what you think. These were not worldwide civilizations, not like you have today. They were far more localized. They were not billions of people. They were millions, but not billions. Over 5,000 years each one. And the reason that it was not worldwide is obvious. They did not have the transportation opportunities that you have today. Nothing even close. They didn't have any of the communication opportunities you have today. Nothing even close. Therefore, you might say they were far more isolated on 4 other parts of the earth. You may have an idea that one melded into another and one melded into another. Some of them actually overlapped because they were separate. When you look at your own and you see and research where you think you started, not understanding that there were others before you, you're correct. There wasn't anything there before where you started at that area. Oh, but there was in other areas. Sometimes the areas were similar, like I told you in Egypt. Sometimes they overlapped. But dear ones, it's not what you think. You didn't have 4 worldwide civilizations. In addition, there are also anomalies to this. You will find eventually 4 other distinct footprints on the planet in different areas that go back almost 30,000 years. That is a time frame that responds to the wobble of the planet, which is 26,000 years. Each civilization represents almost 1/5 of the 26,000 years. It also corresponds with the timing of the Mayan calendar, which tracks Civilization 5, which you are in. At 2012, we renamed your civilization because you have gone through this time of change and the wobble of the earth. You are Civilization 6, and I'm getting to that in a moment. The anomalies, let's speak of those. There were some groups on the planet who were there for almost 50,000 years. That's 2 cycles of the earth, wobble. And they did not go through the changes of the four before you that I just described. There's always holdouts or anomalies. None of these things are cookie cutter, or what you would say, there's one or two, and which number are you, and when did you start and stop? They overlap, they go into each other. But there were three distinct places on the planet, isolated, where human beings lived and worked in the same culture for 50,000 years. And you'll say, well, how could that be when the others were coming and going? I want you to examine those three when you find out what they are, and you will, and you already know one of them, lack of resources. If they were always looking day by day for resources, they did not have the opportunities to go into the kinds of social attributes that you do or that the other civilizations did. They were always in subsistence and survival. And they lasted a very, very long time. When you have the resources in any civilization, and sociologists will tell you this, it builds upon itself. It gets bigger. And those resources lead to organizations that would never happen in a subsistence organization or even a subsistence civilization. When you're always looking to the next meal and always going to someplace else to find it, it's hard to have the elegance of the kind of organization that you'd have in a modern civilization that I'm speaking of. Those who had plenty of resources would then have more, and they'd want more, and they'd grow into other things, and they'd be more elegant, and they'd have some inventions. You know the story. And so I wanted to give you that explanation before you then examined what I'd said and said, well, Kryon says there were four civilizations on the planet before ours, and you have this idea they were all worldwide. They were not. Isolated, smaller, profoundly different. You're not 6,000 years old. 50,000, more like it. But the majority of that which took place was in the last 30. What about now? What can I tell you about now? You're still, right now, subject to intervention. Big time intervention. You have free choice, dear ones, but there's all manner of things that Spirit does for you. And some of them are in that major look department that my partner has spoken of over and over, where with free choice, you can do anything you want to, but if there's a light in the corner, it gets your attention to look at it or not look at it. Do you understand the difference? This is part of the love machine. Spirit cares so much about you, where you're going next and all, that there's going to be a lot of lights to look at. That is a metaphor for things that might attract your attention in order to give you something that it's time to give you. Have you ever looked at your own history of inventions? I'll get there in a minute, because there's something you might not be aware of, and I'm going to give it to you, and then you can look back and study it. Right now on this planet, right now, those things called the nodes and the nulls left by those from the stars originally are starting to work. Those things which have been described to you even this day in that which you call your meeting, left by those from the stars, put here in case you made it, are now opening their matched pairs of plus and minus. And they work together as pairs to start to clean up the grid systems of this planet and get rid of the old energy biases, the old energy crystallization remembrances, even affecting the Akashic record of humanity, in order to fast track you into a higher place of consciousness. You can't sit in the mud and expect to have an ascension planet, dear ones. You can't stay in the dirt of the old energy and expect to have some miracle where you climb out of that which you've created for thousands of years, an old energy which doesn't let you get ahead of the corruption and the horror, all of the biases, the old thinking. Something has to happen to help you through this, and it is. And 2012 was the signal. I want to tell you something. You can make anything you want of this. I'll tell you something. The galaxy knew you made it. That's how important you are. Those ascended planets, which are all over the galaxy, way before you, who've gone through what you've gone through, who've increased that which you would call their DNA, who went to a higher consciousness, knew you passed that marker. I want you to think about that. You are known in so many places as that distant planet was now starting to go through the shift like they did. Did you know that you have so many others that you would never know or recognize or ever meet giving you energy as you go through this as a planet? Did you ever think that? Do you think that you have a star family that cares about you? Did you ever think, is that too way out for you? Oh, I'll talk to you in 100 years, okay? We'll come back and discuss whether this is eye-rolling or whether there's some substance to this when they start talking. There's so many things I'd like to tell you now. But the major one is this, that your star family left a system, a machine. It's esoteric. I can't tell you much more about how it works except of where it works, and that's been explained. When they set the grid system of this planet for you, to help you in remembrances, to help you in emotions and all of these things are just filled with dirt. With all the horror of war and all the remembrances of dysfunction. And slowly they are being vaporized, turned into light, neutralized so that with free choice, you can move down a path which is clear of the boulders. And that's the truth. It's why you're starting to see some refreshing things. The things that you've seen that my partner has talked about, that Me Too movement that you talk about, which is not about women, dear one. That's the integrity of human to human, and it's about time. When did you think that would change? And why now? After hundreds and hundreds of years of inappropriate things there, and now it starts to change. The abuse of children in certain religious organizations, an oxymoron to the highest, and starting to shift and change, correct itself, be noticed. Solution to things you never thought would have solutions from those who you never thought would help you solve them are starting to occur. And there are those who say, I don't believe it, crying, I don't believe it. Look at our politics. May I make a statement? Politics will be last. And you can see why. Because it has to do with power. It has to do with greed. It has to do with all of the other things that would have large influences on you. It's going to be last, but it will occur. And it will occur because the consciousness of the planet will not elect dysfunctional leaders. That's coming. Not soon enough, but that's coming. That's number one, intervention. Right now, for you, the machine continues, and oh, it's speeding up. But there's more. Inventions. Everything you have right now, including that device you're watching me on or listening to me on, is archaic. Absolutely archaic. It's all you've got. Wait till you see what's next. There are things coming that will display a world you don't even know exists. It'll make it look like you were savages who had no idea about electricity. until it came. It would be like going back to the Dark Ages and asking them how their internet is, or how about their Wi-Fi? And they would say, what is that? And you had to go through 14 steps to tell them what invention led to what invention, in order to get to the one that you're talking about. That is where you are right now compared to where you will be soon. Invention. Is it possible there has been intervention with invention? Well, you'll say, well, that was free choice, and we as humans discovered the things we discovered with free choice, and it's accelerated in these last few years, granted, but we're inventing as we go. Really? Do you find it interesting that you've only had flight for such a short amount of time when you've been watching birds for thousands of years? Did anybody try anything? Did you know that the Chinese were flying kites thousands of years ago? You only got powered flight recently. And did you realize that when you did, the Wright brothers only beat the French by 2 weeks? Has anyone ever given you the idea that invention seems to happen all over the world at the same time? Radio, flight, others? That whoever invented something and gets the credit for it, there was usually somebody else on the cusp of the same invention right around the corner. What am I telling you? Intervention. You get the inventions when you're supposed to get them. The ideas of major look are implanted, and whoever gets it first gets the prize. But whether it's the discovery of electricity in its form today, or whether it comes from the names that you knew and respect, they could have been different, depending upon who got it first, because the idea came to the planet, and the planet then worked on it as a planet. What are you saying, Cryon? I am telling you that the inventions that you got, even nuclear, came at the right time with free choice to say, here you are now at the cusp, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to destroy yourselves? You were scheduled to destroy yourself. You know that. That's free choice. That was not part of the love machine. That's part of the human machine. For some of you seniors, I say this again, what was the prophecy when you were born? And the answer was, you wouldn't be here now. The actual prophecy in the scripture foretold a future that you did not participate in because consciousness changed. Do you understand that? How many of you are old enough to remember that your parents expected World War III? That with the advent of nuclear weapons, it was only a matter of time before you would wipe yourselves out. Take a look at your movies. You're still wiping yourselves out. All of the aftermath movies you have, that's the old bias of where you would have been. It's rampant. It's everywhere because that was the schedule you had for yourselves. And you didn't do it. And you didn't do it. And that's why the galaxy knows you, dear ones, because you didn't do it. And you are now wide open for what's coming. Inventions are coming, and there will be some major look things. Who's going to get them first? It'll depend upon whether you're looking or not, or whether your biases keep you from looking. If you are of the opinion you know it all, or you think you know what's coming next, you won't see them. But for those, especially the young people, who know better and say, I know it's out there, I can feel it, I want to be part of it, it's coming. It's already here in some ways. I predicted it. I told you. Look for magnetics. I'm the magnetic master. Now you know why. It has to do with the grid, the magnetic field. It has to do with the use of magnets in your future. That will eliminate all fossil fuels on this planet being used for power creation, period. You won't need them. It's going to be the end of batteries. You won't need them. Magnetic motors, small and large, which will spin forever. The only thing it's going to wear out is the bearings. And they will go and they will go. And whether it's a giant one in your city or a small one in a tribe in Africa, they're going to give them the internet. They're going to give them power. They're going to give them health. They'll be connected to the world like they never were before. That's just one. It's here. The ability to grow enough food for everyone. Easy. Coming. Coming. The elimination of disease on the planet. Oh, that's also part of what is coming with a higher consciousness. You're going to see, when you look backwards, you're going to ask the question, sociologists, why is it that humans are living longer and they seem to be healthier even though there's less medicine? Think about it. Yes, there'll come a day when on television those commercials for drugs will no longer be there. A new idea will be there instead. Consciousness, trained consciousness. That's exactly what Adironda speaks of. Training yourself to expect beneficial things in your life so that the physics will cooperate with you and they'll appear. You think that's magic? It's coming. Oh, crying, you can't, this is not right. You see, if we live a long time and there's a whole lot of people and there's no more disease, you know, we're going to overpopulate. We'll have too many people. And we've said this before. Part of a mature civilization is the ability to control its birth rate. Did you hear that? You already have places on this planet with zero growth. That is where you're going. Intelligence, to know when to have children and when not and why and plan for it, instead of simply having a lot of them. That is an old energy idea, mostly developed from organizations who want a lot of membership, so you'll have a lot of kids. That is not mature. You are entering a new phase of realization and maturity. New inventions, and then there's the big one, and it's coming, and I've told you, it's almost here. If you'll allow it, the quantum lens. I told you before, through a series of magnetics and cryo-energy, there is a way with plasma to see multidimensional fields in all of their glory. You'll see gravity. It's a multidimensional field. And when you see gravity, you'll see the patterns. Then you'll see how to adjust the patterns. Physics, all physics. You'll be able to see the multidimensional aspects of your own Merkaba. And everybody will take a deep breath and go, this is a world we didn't even know existed. And there it is, and you're looking at it. And then, you know. One thing spurns another. And the difference between what's coming and what has been is that you will not weaponize them. Did you hear that? There'll be no reason to weaponize them when the resources are plentiful and human beings can eat and they don't have to have the disease and they don't have to have those that would control them because they're poor. These things are going to happen on this planet as they've happened on other planets, slow or fast, depending upon the free choice of your machine, dear ones. But that love machine, it's here for good. Yes, you have free choice to turn it all around and destroy yourself. Yes, you do. But you won't. Because there's already been a foothold. As the nodes in the nose continue to clean up those things, those dysfunctions, all that horror, all that past. And you will not repeat the same mistakes because it's time for the new human. Slow, slower than you want. Not all in the same place. There will be bright spots. There'll be dark spots. There'll be two steps forward and one step back. But you will go forward, and these inventions are already here. That's what I wanted to tell you. That's the love machine. From the creation of this planet to today, where we see it going, why crying is here, and why there's going to be a change in what I do. Dear humans, we love you. Spirit, God, whatever you want to call this creative source, cares about every single one. You're not a victim here. Can you sit and relax and finally breathe and say, I see and feel that there is a light in what he is saying, what Crying is saying, his partner is saying. Because if you can, I made you look. I made you look. And so it is.